This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In a sea of data suggesting the real estate market is recovering in fits and starts, we continue to keep a close eye on Americans who owe more than their houses are worth. RealtyTrack has released its quarterly look at these underwater mortgages. Dan Weissman reports from Chicago.
The national average isn't all the way back to normal, but it would sound awfully good to places like Tampa, Cleveland, Las Vegas, or Chicago, where almost a quarter of mortgages are still underwater. Ironically, one culprit may be state and local homeowner protections that make it harder for banks to foreclose. Darren Bloomquist is vice president for RealtyTrack.
You have many properties that are kind of sitting in foreclosure limbo. Not only are those properties likely underwater, they're likely dragging down the values of surrounding homes.
In Chicago and elsewhere, underwater homes tend to be in the poorest neighborhoods. Spencer Cowan is lead researcher for the Woodstock Institute, a Chicago think tank.
What's happening on the Gold Coast in Chicago, which is very expensive, has very little to do with what's happening in traditionally disadvantaged areas in the south or west side of the city.
8 zip codes on Chicago's south and west sides have underwater rates above 50%. That's more than 3 times the rate for the Gold Coast area. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.